God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You can know God's mind for this day by spending time in God's Word. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. We should all care about other people, but how do you know when people care about you? Well, there are a number of ways, but one of those ways is that people worry about you. If you're hurt, if you're injured, if you're sick, someone furrows their brow, they show empathy, they show sympathy, they worry about you. Now, that's a problem when it comes to the Lord, because the Lord never worries, and quite frankly, He never hurries. As you see the account of God the Son in the Gospels, He never seems to be in a hurry, and He never seems to be in a worry, and that's problematic because that's the very way we know that people are concerned about us. Jesus was famously in a boat with the disciples. The boat was in a storm. So the boat was in the water. That's good. The water was in the boat. That's not good. And the Bible tells us, it indicates that it was a violent storm. The waves beat upon the boat. And the disciples, some of whom were professional fishermen, this is what they did for a living, they were frightened. And well, they should have been. So this was an extreme storm if even professional fishermen were frightened about it. What was Jesus doing? He was asleep. During the storm, He was asleep. The Bible tells us that He was asleep on a pillow, and they awake Him and say to Him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" They're kind of assuming that He doesn't care about them. Well, why would they think that? The reason they would think that is because He was asleep when they were fighting for their lives. They were worried and He was not. Now look, if you were God, would you worry about anything? You'd have plenty to worry about if you were given to worry, but if you could do anything and you knew everything, would you really worry? Jesus, God the Son, was not worried. He was asleep. Now, did that mean that He didn't care? To the contrary, the following verses, He rebukes the storm, by which He was really rebuking His disciples. And He says to them, why did you fear? Why do you have no faith? Well, the reason they thought He didn't care is because He wasn't worried. The reason Jesus said they had no faith may be for a couple of reasons. One, because they did not trust Him that He cared about them. Now, in all fairness, I have to say that at the end of the story, the Bible says, they say, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" So I think there are two sides to this. They lacked faith that He cared, and they lacked faith that He could. And both are important. Both are important. Most people that can don't care, and most people that care, they lack ability. You have a really filthy rich uncle on the West Coast. He could write one check and take care of every problem you've got. But he doesn't even know you exist. So he can, but he doesn't care. On the other hand, your grandma, boy, she loves you. But she's just as powerless as you are, so what good is that? Now, Jesus has both the can and the care. Both. He's not worried because nothing's beyond His power, but no one is beyond His care. He's both capable and caring. It's interesting that right after Jesus asks them, "Why are you so fearful?" the Bible says, when they saw what He had done, they feared exceedingly. They feared the storm, first of all. Then they had awe and reverence for the one who could calm the storm. In short, the Lord does not show His concern for you by worrying about things. He shows His concern for you by doing the right thing. Now, I don't always perceive the Lord as doing the right thing because I don't have the big picture. I'm just a person. I'm just a man. But I know that God has the big picture, and I know that He will do the right thing because He does care. He cares. He can. He's the Lord. What manner of man is this? He's the manner of man that can care about you without being worried.